Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up at 4:30, we'll discuss whether or not the Commanders should pursue Jaire Alexander, and we'll do that with you at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is our phone number here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Anthony, we gotta make sure we don't wear like matching colored shirts again. It kind of looks funny on camera. That also, I love this shirt. It's like a Jordan brand shirt, but I always forget it looks terrible on camera. It's just like a baggier fit, and so I look like I'm wearing like a pajama shirt and I'm a small child.
Like when you're outside, like it looks cool, but like on camera it doesn't have the same aesthetic.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. Now I'm asking for it in the comments, so see if anybody's actually watching today. See if everybody's actually paying attention today. Or just boost my confidence. Tell me that I look great.
You look great, Craig.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate you. All right. Last night, NBA Finals Game 1. We will discuss that now. And it's a bit of an interesting game, Anthony. Because I think people look like I was listening to a couple of podcasts and it's just like Thunder dominate. They bounce back. That's the Thunder. That's who they are. And like, this is true. This is 100% true. This is who the Thunder is, a team that wins by double digits. And at the end of the day, I'm not trying to pretend like anything other than that the Thunder won by, 16 points is what happened. But it was kind of a weird game because it was close throughout most of the first quarter. Thunder go on a mini run to end it. It's 26-20 at the end of the first quarter. Then, in the second quarter, Indiana goes ice cold. But it wasn't like one of these Thunder... Like, when the Thunder did this to Minnesota, it was a zillion turnovers. And it was like, wow, Indiana can't get... Minnesota can't get the ball past the hash mark. This is crazy. Indiana was getting shots and missing them, and there was a couple of turnovers in there, and they were good challenges. Like, it was very, very good, solid Thunder defense. But it wasn't like this unbelievable deluge of terribleness like the Timberwolves had at time where they didn't look like an NBA basketball team. So you have a 17-2 run in the second quarter by Oklahoma City where... Rick Carlisle ultimately calls the vaunted back-to-back timeouts. The NBA is a league of runs. Team scores, opposing coach calls timeout. They bounce back, other coach. And if you ever get a back-to-back same coach calling timeout, pretty good chance that there's a significant lead that has opened up, and that's exactly what happened. And then a lot of times in NBA games, eventually even on a back-to-back, like there's some moment of tension later in the game, and that never really happened. The lead never was single digits, I don't believe, again, into the second half. But Indiana won the second half. And I realize that it's not a tight, competitive fourth quarter, but they still won the fourth quarter. They won it 33-30. They only lost the second quarter by one, a quarter by the way, the Thunder have been dominant all year. They make their runs in the third quarter. And so you have basically three quarters of this game played incredibly close and one quarter where there's a 17-2 run in the middle. And that 15-point swing is basically the difference in the game. And it very much felt that way watching the second half where you're just like, man, if Indiana could make a run, they're maintaining contact. It's not getting any worse. Because sometimes you have that where it's like, oh, they go on a run and it's 10, but slowly but surely it's like, oh, it's 12. Two buckets here, one bucket there. Now it's 14. Two buckets there, one bucket there. There's a three involved. Now it's 15 or 17. Like, it steadily grows. That's not what happened. Like, if I'm Indiana... Ultimately, if I look at the two games, I stole game one and we played okay for the most part in game two. we have to put together 48 minutes, and we know the Thunder aren't going to give us anything, and they have options. But it's not like I think the Thunder found anything that was like, oh my God, unlocked, this series is over. And there's a lot of things that if I'm looking at it from the Indiana side of it, I'm like, oh, we can fix that, or if we hit those shots that we can definitely get again, then we're going to be in good shape, and I don't feel bad about our chances to, you know, do what we need to do at home and put some real pressure on Oklahoma City and see if we can pull an upset in this series.
Yeah, like off of that point, I definitely think the Thunder have been the better team through the first two games.
No doubt.
But at the same token, they aren't world beaters. Like they can, like the Pacers can beat them. And I think the points you just raised were, you know, there are stretches of the game where, you know, OKC gets the better of them. But my thing is, I feel as though the Pacers only play, I guess we only see the Pacers play solid or good when they're trailing. And like, I think most of the series, they've just been trailing and, you know, going on runs here and there. And game one, yes, they did steal it. But I think playing from behind against this OKC team, you can't necessarily do that because you fall too far behind. They might not let you back in like they did in game one. So, I mean, but also the playoffs have been weird. You know, the Pacers have, you know, played from behind. They have been able to pull, come back and, you know, win games. But at the same token, in the NBA Finals, playing against this Thunder team where, you know, Tyrese Halliburton is constantly trying to figure out seek out a mismatch, and you just don't have that. So I think his impact, for one, has been limited to an extent. But it's tough sledding when you can't get a lot going, when the game is tight, and then, you know, you finally get things going when you're trailing from behind. But I don't think you can do that against this team.
Yeah, it's tough because some of the matchup stuff is not what, like, you're not going to be able to exploit mismatches against this Oklahoma City team the way you can other teams. I mean, even guys like Kenrich Williams come in, and they're good basketball players who understand. It's actually a great point. I was listening to Kevin O'Connor's podcast on the way in today, amongst a couple of others that I sampled, and I forget the name of his guest. There's not someone that I was familiar with, but a very, very good guest, so shout out to him, and sorry, I can't remember your name, but you're on the Kevin O'Connor show, so that's good. That's a big basketball podcast. But he made a really good, they made a couple of really good points, including that, you know, something that we've said against 28 teams, there's a certain way that you need to play, and you'll be fine, or you can play, and you're fine. That might not be the same solution against Oklahoma City, but in many ways, it's the same way is true back the other way for Indiana. Where it's like, there's a relentlessness that Indiana plays with that most teams can't match. And it's why in the second half of the season, once they got all their pieces in place, they were one of the five best teams in the league, right? Record-wise, not, it's not a subjective, objectively, based off win percentage, they were one of the five best teams in the league. And Oklahoma City actually can match that. And they have 8 or 9 guys or 10 guys that they trust, and they can find amongst those 10, 8 or 9 in any given series to mismatch. And then the other point that the guys that made that was really good is both these teams have a distinct identity, and they have enough pieces that even when Halliburton or SGA goes out, they don't really lose that identity, right? Like some teams, that's not the only way to do it. There are some teams that, like, hey, when our star is in, we run this kind of system, this kind of offense, because he's the only guy that can do that. And then we have kind of this second unit that runs a different way and presents a different challenge. And that's good because in the playoffs, maybe we lean into that style a little bit more or whatever. But with Indiana, and this is what makes the Halliburton discussion so interesting, is you don't, unless you're looking for it, you don't necessarily notice that he's missing until you go, wait a second, they're down. What's Halliburton doing? Because they run so much stuff with Nembhard anyway, with Nesmith anyway, with Siakam anyway, that Halliburton's getting a touch and he's giving it up and whatever. He's standing over in the corner. And it's like, no. Eventually, you need to go get the ball and you need to isolate yourself and make a play. They're going to give you the mid-range. Take the mid-range. You don't need to give up a B shot in terms of shot quality in search of an A shot, because against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the A shots aren't going to come. Our best bet, if we're the Pacers, is you taking a B shot. And to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's credit, like, that is something he, I think, fundamentally understands, is that he is extraordinarily aggressive taking what the defense gives him. And in the modern NBA, they will give you that mid-range. And so I'm going to get downhill, And if I can beat your defense, great. I'm gonna get the layup. If I can't, and I'm gonna have to stop somewhere short of that because you block me off, well, now I can either take a pull up mid range, or maybe you singularly, defender, have cut me off, but I can probably post you up. And I've essentially, instead of having to have someone post entry pass me, I can just dribble down to the block, turn around, fade away over either shoulder, and we consider that a good shot in our offense. And I think, you know, game three, Indiana's going to have to come out telling Tyrese Haliburton, we need you to take some of that. We need you to take more shots and, you know, relentlessly pursue what the defense gives you and realize that it might not always be the shot that we want against 28 other teams, because, or even 30 other teams, because we can't play ourselves and they're one of one.
Yeah, I think the Tyrese Haliburton angle is definitely important because, again, he's only averaging 4.5 points in the first half in these first two games. That is not enough from your superstar. I get he had 12 points in the fourth, but the game's out of reach. And my thing is, like, if you are going to be a superstar, you can't only just be a closer. Like, you got to be able, you know, start the game fast, get involved, especially in games of this magnitude. So, to your point, I expect him definitely to come out a little bit stronger, a little bit more aggressive to start the game, because they're going to need that. And I think also what Alex Caruso did to Pascal Siakam yesterday, man, it makes for the series to be that much more interesting, just because if you can take away Pascal Siakam, now you're limiting these guys a little bit more, because he's one of the guys I think that can score one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting talking about listening to some of the analysis of why OKC didn't go to the double big lineup at all in game one. They went to it a little bit in game two. And the answer is very simply, Pascal Siakam exists, and he is a double, like, he is a big man killer. So if you try to guard him with a big man, he can guard your big. Your big can't guard him. And so what Dagenau did in game two was fine. Hey, this is the end of Siakam's stint. He's about to come out. We know there are rotations. Or he's just flat out. Now we're going to play the double big lineup and make someone else who's not Pascal Siakam deal with it. And so they found ways. And then it's kind of, you know, the card they played on Anthony Edwards and to a larger extent, even Julius Randle in the Minnesota series, where it's like, or game seven against Jokic. Didn't Caruso guard Jokic? That was the.
He's guarded everybody. Yeah. Jaren Jackson in round one, Jokic round game seven. Anthony Edwards, he was harassing him. And now we see him on Pascal Siakam. He's the X factor, man.
His ability to guard bigs is crazy. And Siakam is that. Because, like, Siakam's thing is, I can either take you on the perimeter because you're a big and you're uncomfortable out here, or I'll take you down the post because you're a guard. Caruso's one of the few guys in the league that you can't do either to, because he's equally good on the perimeter as a defender, and he's strong enough and long enough that he bothers you inside. So that is definitely something to watch. How do you get Siakam away from Caruso, or are you able to generate enough offense elsewhere, which is where obviously Haliburton comes back majorly into the equation. All right, we'll talk more finals as we go. We'll hit some W later on in the show in our weekend preview, or our weekend in review as well. Coming up next, though, Jair Alexander. He is going to be released by the Packers in the next couple of days. Should Washington pursue? We'll discuss next on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.